Can you solve these strange mysteries? I got a few of these. From yesterday's videos, how I was saying that in yesterday's videos, I was talking about how it's fun to talk about conspiracy theories. It's kind of it's good to, you know, kind of have an imagination and, you know, wonder what if and try to think about things. But you know, at the same time, when we start living that way in a way that's unhealthy, it's a bad witness. People can check out that video from yesterday, but I won't rehash it all here. But today I actually wanted to kind of indulge in some of these weird theories, some mysteries that haven't been solved yet, and to ask if maybe you guys know some answers to these. You know, from time to time I'll read some of these just unsolved mystery kind of things, and I've done videos on a couple of these before, but I think they're interesting, and I think that it can promote some pretty stimulating conversation. So I'm interested to know what you guys have to say about these. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com and get all the free material that I have there. There's a lot. And it's being updated every day. Every single day you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and get new content. So go there, and if you haven't had a chance to do so, click the donate button. It really does help me out. Now, the reason that I wanted to do this type of video is because it's just interesting, but also it's interesting to think about these things from a Christian perspective. And a lot of times, many Christians won't deal with weird kind of paranormal, oddball kind of stuff. And I think that attitude, you know, you're kind of missing an opportunity to have some pretty cool conversations with people. And you can turn that into a conversation about God. You know, if you're talking about like just weird mysteries that pretty much anybody can find interesting, and, you know, you're talking to your atheist friend and saying, you know, well, I don't know about this, but, you know, have you heard about this mysterious thing that happened? And then you get to talking about it. You can turn that into a conversation about God, and you know, you could even, if you weren't born into Christianity, maybe you remember a time where God was just kind of a big mystery and a big what if, and I don't know. Well, you can tell that story and then say, but, you know, here's how I actually came to know that this is true. Here's like historical reasons that prove that Jesus existed, and you know, then you can get into apologetic stuff. And it's, you know, it's on the foundation of just having like a good conversation, so the other person doesn't have to feel threatened. So it's okay for us to talk about this stuff, and we should, but at the same time, we can't really be super dogmatic about mysterious paranormal type of stuff. Like, there are Christians that want to argue about if ghosts exist or not, and it doesn't really even, you can have opinions about it, but it doesn't really need to be this big debate. Like, it's just something that it's interesting to talk about. But, I have a list here of some weird, just kind of mysterious stuff that I'm interested to know what you think about these, and if you have an answer, whether Christian or not. I've got plenty of viewers on here that aren't Christian, and that's fine. But so whether you're Christian or not, I'm interested to know what you think about them. Now, this first one I actually did do a video on a while ago, and it's still getting a lot of views, about the mass disappearance of children from national parks. Now, I won't rehash the whole thing, but I did do a video on that a couple of years ago. I actually reached out to David Politis for an interview, and if I remember right, he agreed to do one, and then I just haven't had a chance to follow up. So that's on me. But if you guys are interested, I can reach out to him again and try to set up an interview for this channel. I think that'd be fun. Maybe fun's not the right word because of the subject matter, but it'd be interesting. So, for those not familiar, over the past 100 years, more than 1,100 people have disappeared without a trace from national parks across the U.S. And most of these disappearances have been those of children younger than 10. And it's especially insane considering that these children have vanished on federal land, which is known for being closely watched by law enforcement. Of course, the government is terrible at everything they do, so how much can we really expect? But you would think that with that high number of disappearances, with that high number, that there would have that would have left angry loved ones behind looking for answers and led to some sort of public outcry. And David Politis is leading that charge. Thank God somebody is. But instead, the issue isn't, even today, it's not really widely known. There's been books written and documentaries and stuff, but if you by and large, if you ask anybody on the street, they would not have heard of this. And it's perhaps because getting accurate statistics is really difficult, meaning it's basically impossible to know exactly how many children have vanished. So when author David Politis asked for a record of missing persons from different national parks, he was told that they don't keep those records. And later, he was told if he wanted those records, it would cost him over $1 million. Can you believe that? So what exactly is being covered up here besides, maybe some weird conspiracy type of things? You know, what do you guys think is going on? Some people have said that it's some kind of cult is abducting children. Some have even gone as far as to say Bigfoot or something like that. But it's really weird. So what do you guys think is going on there? Here's another weird mystery. These aren't really like related in any way. These are just kind of weird things to think about. So in the 1700s in France, there was a man named Tarare, and he literally would eat anything in his path. At the age of 17, he only weighed 100 pounds, and he could eat a quarter of an entire cow in a day. So has been reported. You know, of course, this was a long time ago. Maybe things were exaggerated. There's no way to know for sure. But apparently, he could also wrap the skin of his stomach around his entire body. But after being kicked out of his house for being terrifying, basically, he traveled as part of a freak show, consuming anything that was put in front of him. He would eat anything from garbage to flint to even live animals. He enlisted in the army, and he was quickly sent to a hospital after almost starving to death on a diet meant only for one normal man. He almost starved to death. There he became a test subject of curious doctors who fed him everything from live snakes to eels to meals that were meant for 15 people. Tarare, however, was kicked out of the hospital after getting caught trying to eat corpses. Ugh. During his stay, a 14-month-old baby mysteriously disappeared from the infirmary, and it's believed that he ate it. So, pretty disgusting stuff. You know, I wonder if there's something demonic going there. I mean, obviously, clearly. But do you think that this is some type of just weird anomaly that this one guy had and it probably drove him insane? Or do you think that there's something actually demonic, like maybe he was possessed or something? Or do you just not believe the story at all? Obviously, again, it was from a long time ago. Things could have been exaggerated. But so here's another one, the SS Orang Medan. Around 1947 to 1948, a bizarre radio message was received by a number of ships traveling through the Straits of Malacca near Sumatra and Malaysia. And the message was delivered in Morse code and partially indecipherable. But according to those who received the transcript, it said, "All officers, including the captain, are dead, lying in chart room and bridge, possibly whole crew dead, I die." So two American ships came to the Dutch ship's rescue and found the distress calls horrifyingly accurate. The ship was littered with the corpses of the crew, all in states of complete terror. Even the crew's pet dog was found dead. Its teeth was bared mid-snarl. And while there was no sign of physical harm on any of the corpses, they all appeared to be rotting rapidly. So suddenly the Orang Medan caught fire and exploded, sinking into the sea. So the story goes. So who knows what happened there? That's kind of horrifying. This one I always found interesting because this is one of those stories that makes me think, well, maybe parallel dimensions are true. You know, it's just one of those what if things. Now, of course, I wrote the book Unraveling the Multiverse. I'm really familiar with multiverse theory and quantum physics and all that stuff. I write about it and talk about it all the time. So this is one of those that that to me makes me think, well, what if, you know, for those familiar, or for those curious about it, who haven't read the book, I do believe, I do think there's reason to believe that multiple dimensions, like extra dimensions, I should say, do exist, but I don't believe that they would have to be inhabited. I don't agree with the many worlds interpretation, where, you know, we all have a double, you know, we all have other versions of ourselves that have made different choices, and I personally don't believe that. But for reasons that I won't get into here, but I lay out in the book. But again, joshpeckdisclosure.com, you can find it there. So in 1954, an unusual man tried to go through customs at Tokyo's Haneda Airport. I think I'm saying that right. He claimed that he was from Torrid, a country between France and Spain that just doesn't exist. He had a passport from the country with stamps, which corresponded to all of his business trips, as well as a wallet full of corresponding currencies and documentation. And after officials showed him a map which depicted Andorra to be the country between France and Spain, he became angry and claimed that Torrid had existed for thousands of years. So he was put up in a hotel overnight and his documents locked away while the authorities attempted to sort everything out. And they found out that the company he said he was meeting with had never heard of him, and the bank listed in his checkbook didn't exist. And things got even weirder when the man disappeared from a guarded hotel room without a trace overnight. So all of his documentation, which had been held overnight by airport security, also vanished. So, of course, there's no way to prove that any of that is true. I mean, there's no documentation. There's nothing left behind. It just disappeared. This very well could just be a story that somebody told, but it is one of those weird, just what if, you know, things. But again, without any kind of objective evidence at all, you know, it just all disappeared mysteriously. It's tough to do anything with. You know, what do you do with that? There's no evidence, so it's probably just a story. But it's an interesting story. Here's another one. A tragic fire in the Sauter family home in 1945 led to one of the weirdest disappearances in American history. So five children from the age of 5 to 14 vanished from their home in Fayetteville, West Virginia, and were never seen again. The father did everything to save his children from the smoldering upper floor, but found his ladder missing. His truck's suddenly not working, and no one in the entire town could get a hold of the operator to call the fire department. And even stranger, no remains of the five dead children were ever found on the property, and in fact, there were sightings of them for years, though the sightings never culminated in anything concrete. Police and private investigators turned up nothing, only for Jenny Sauter to be sent a picture of a young man over 20 years after the fire, and the picture was labeled Louis Sauter, and he had the same features as her missing son, Louis or Louis. Probably Louis. But the envelope was postmarked Kentucky, but had no return address. The private investigator that the Sauter sent to Kentucky was never seen again. Both parents died without ever finding out what happened to their children. So really, really weird, tale. So, you know, what happened? What do you guys think? Here's another one, Lake Lanier. It's a man-made lake in Georgia with a terrifying past. So in order to create it, the U.S. government flooded over 50,000 acres of land over 5 years, forcing entire towns of people to relocate. And this lake not only has a series of perfectly intact ghost towns along the bottom, but a reputation for attracting strange deaths ever since its creation in the 1950s. This lake is famous for boating accidents, drownings, and even nearby drivers suddenly losing control and plunging their cars into it. In 2011 alone, there were over a dozen freak accident-related deaths on the lake, and it's famous for strange and often unsolved disappearances. One of the most recent disappearances is that of a man named Kelly Nash, who woke up one day with flu-like symptoms. He told his girlfriend he was sick, and he went back to sleep. And when she woke up, he disappeared, leaving behind his keys and wallet, only for his decomposed body to appear in Lake Lanier a month later. So it's, you know, it's really weird. We'll have to see if anything develops from that. But maybe he was just murdered, or you know, who knows. But have any of you heard of that or live around in that area? Maybe do any of you have any information on that? Leave a comment in the comment section below. So maybe you guys can crack this code, the unsolvable code of Ricky McCormick. Maybe you guys, I certainly am not, but maybe you guys are smart enough to crack this. So in 1999, the body of a 41-year-old Ricky McCormick was found in an abandoned cornfield in St. Charles County, Missouri. So despite only being missing for 3 days, his body was so thoroughly decomposed that his fingertips had even fallen off. McCormick was a convicted felon that had done time for sexual abuse as well as had connections to a drug ring, so it seemed obvious that he had been murdered. However, police could not find one person with a motive or any physical evidence to tie anyone to the case. They couldn't explain how McCormick, who could not drive, ended up in a cornfield 20 miles from his home. McCormick was found with two handwritten ciphers in his pocket, and after 10 years of being unable to solve them internally, the FBI released them to the public, and to this day, no one has been able to solve them. Ricky McCormick was a high school dropout with an alleged undiagnosed mental or psychiatric disorder, which has led people to wonder if he was even capable of writing advanced ciphers. No one has been able to make heads or tails of the note found on him, how or why he died, or how his body had undergone almost a month's worth of decomposition in 3 days. So what do you guys think about that? And with any of these, well, for one thing, who knows if any of this stuff is even true, or you know, it's something I've talked about before, that to every story there's at least two sides, sometimes three or four or 1,000. But it's still really interesting to think about. It'd be also interesting to try to go out and debunk some of this stuff, because I bet it would probably be easily able to do it. But again, this is what like a lot of people are interested in. They'll read up on. People have a hunger for the supernatural, for paranormal, for mysterious things like that. And so when it comes to people who are unbelievers, we can kind of help fill that void by telling them about God and stuff like that. But in order for them to listen to what you have to say, you got to develop some trust. And this is one way that you can do it, by just talking about interesting, weird things that they might be interested in. So here's a weird one. In 2003, an American aircraft mechanic and pilot named Ben Padilla went to Angola to supervise a team that was refurbishing an old Boeing 727. And the job was successful, and the plane was ready to leave the country when suddenly something weird happened. One night when the plane taxied onto the runway for a regular engine test, it made an unauthorized takeoff and flew toward the Atlantic Ocean. No one has heard from either the plane or Ben Padilla ever since, which is weird. As it takes a crew of at least three to pilot a 727, and Padilla was not qualified to fly that type of aircraft in the first place. So the FBI, CIA, and U.S. Departments of State and Homeland Security all investigated and found nothing. So very strange mystery there. Skinwalker Ranch, most of you have probably heard of that. So especially if you follow Skywatch, if you're familiar with Tom Horn. So in remote northeast Utah sits Skinwalker Ranch, which was allegedly an alien landing zone in one of the strangest places on Earth. In 1994, Terry and Gwen Sherman moved their family there, only to leave within 2 years due to what they could only describe as something to do with a top secret project. They saw huge ships, strange blinking lights, and figures over 7 feet tall. Strange languages also seemed to carry in the air from nowhere. And over a dozen of their cattle and three dogs disappeared. They found multiple animals horrifically mutilated on their property. The Native American Uti tribe that lived in the area for thousands of years believed in dangerous skinwalker creatures and had deemed the land cursed and forbidden, lending the ranch the name Skinwalker Ranch. Paranormal investigation into the property revealed a series of unexplainable events and otherworldly creatures. So there's a lot more to that story, of course. But what do you guys think about Skinwalker Ranch? Probably demon, you know, I'm sure it's infested with demons or something, but what do you guys think? This is weird. So in 2015, the village of Kalechi, Kazakhstan, over 100 people were hit with a bizarre sleeping illness that baffled doctors and scientists, and suddenly sufferers of the illness would fall into coma-like sleep for days. When they awakened, they would be permanently changed. So many suffered from blinding headaches, dizziness, nausea, and memory loss. And between 2013 and 2015, many fell ill, with some even experiencing repeat attacks. It was believed to be some sort of radon or carbon monoxide poisoning, or even uranium toxicity from an old Soviet mine nearby. Now, while authorities relocated some of the locals to a place outside of the danger zone, many refused to leave, despite the toll that the heavy contamination could take on their lives. They wanted to stay in that town. So that's very strange. I wonder if it was just a contamination type of thing, or maybe it was a government testing on the public sort of deal. What do you guys think about that? Teresa Butler. Okay, this one's weird. On the morning of January 25th, 2006, Teresa Butler's husband came home from working the night shift to find her gone and their two children home alone. Her Jeep was still at the house, but her purse, cell phone, and a number of other valuables were gone. So it appeared to be a robbery, but there was no sign of struggle or forced entry, and the kids hadn't even known that anything odd happened at all. But even stranger, authorities discovered that Butler made two calls before she disappeared to two different towns in Missouri, yet again. The first person had not picked up when she called, and the second claimed to have picked up only to hear nothing on the line. Neither person knew who Teresa Butler was or had any information about her disappearance. So also very strange. We'll have to keep an eye on that and see if anything turns up. All right, we'll do one more and then call it good. Strange fires in Sicily. So this one, Canato di Caronia, a small town in northern Sicily, was plagued by bizarre fires for the first time in 2004. Electrical appliances ranging from fridges to alarm clocks would suddenly burst into flames, and it got so bad that people were evacuated and the power to the town was cut off, and dozens of scientists, electrical engineers, and military personnel were sent in to investigate. No one came to any concrete conclusions, but they witnessed some bizarre occurrences, such as an unplugged electrical cable bursting into flames. Locals blamed everything, including aliens, witches, ghosts, a government experiment gone wrong, and even demons. But according to a report by the Italian government, the fires were caused by unexplained high-power electromagnetic emissions. They eventually stopped, only to return 10 years later. So that's very strange, too. We'll call it good on that. But, yeah, really weird stuff, and I'm interested to know what you guys think about these mysteries, and if you have any solutions, or if they've been debunked, or you know what you guys think about them. And the reason again for doing this video, it's not to it's because these are the types of things that a lot of people are interested in. You know, you can kind of bridge the gap if somebody's interested in this kind of stuff, and a lot of people are. You can actually use that to bridge the gap between, you know, Christianity and the unbelieving world. It's because there's a hunger there for something weird, for something paranormal, for something greater than ourselves, you know, bigger than the world that we see around us. Now, I believe that's because we're created to have a relationship with God, and so we fill it in that way. But to an unbeliever, if they don't know that, if they don't have a relationship with God, they're going to try to fill that in other ways. So this is something that we can kind of use to bridge the gap. But I think that's why a lot of people are interested in like psychics and paranormal type of stuff, because they're trying to fill that you know, that God-shaped hole that we're all kind of created with. So I hope that helps, and I'm interested to know what you guys think. Again, if you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, click on the subscribe button here on this channel, go to the website, click on the donate button if you can. That would be amazing. If you can't donate financially, you can donate your time by sharing this video, getting some conversations going with your friends, and that would be great too. So thank you so much. Love y'all, and until next time, take care and God bless.